Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of March the 16th, 2024, the 6th of Adar 2, 5784. This week is a revised version of a message originally posted the week of February the 1st, 2014, the 1st of Adar 5774, and it's entitled, If You Build It, He Will Come. And I'm reading from Shemot, Exodus chapter 40 and verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. A major component of the Torah is the instructions God gave Moses for the building of the Mishkan, or the tabernacle, the large and elaborate yet mobile structure designed for the offering of sacrifice. It was the precursor of the permanent temple first built many years later under King Solomon, David's son. In the 1989 film Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner plays Ray Kinsella, a novice farmer who hears a voice saying, "If you build it, he will come." He believes that if he tears down his cornfield and builds a baseball diamond, then a disgraced player from the distant past by the name of Shoeless Joe will come back. Ray does it, and not only does Shoeless Joe return, but several other ball players as well. However, neither Joe nor any of these players is the one of whom the voice spoke. I won't tell you who it is, just in case you haven't seen the film. The point is, Ray built it, and he did come. While not a direct quote, God basically told Moses, if you build it, I will come. Field of Dreams is a fantasy. The Mishkan is real. It was essential that Moses followed God's instructions carefully because God wanted to live there. Moses built it, meaning it was built under his supervision, and God really came. We learn from the construction details of the Mishkan that God is very particular about where he lives. God is not into it's the thought that counts or as long as your heart is in the right place. In fact, the Bible teaches that no one's heart is in the right place. You can check out Jeremiah 17 verse 9 for an example. That's why we need to come to God on his terms alone. If the people of Israel didn't follow God's instructions, he would not dwell in the Mishkan. But they did. And he did. One of the things that makes the design of the Mishkan so special is that it's patterned after God's heavenly dwelling. Check out the book of Hebrews chapters 8 and 9. Exactly how the earthly version parallels the heavenly one, I don't know, but it does. One way may be how the various items inside the Mishkan, especially the two-room sanctuary, the holy place and the most holy place, express God's truth. The Ark of the Covenant speaks of the presence, mercy, and loyalty of God, the lampstand, his light, the table of bread, his provision, the incense altar, prayer. It would be difficult to overemphasize the importance of those items. They are not simply ritualistic elements, but speak of how life is really meant to be lived, the most important of all being our need for the very presence of God, which is the main purpose of the Mishkan. If you build it, he will come. The Mishkan shows us that God came, but we see this through the existence of a curtain that divided the two special rooms. Only the Kohanim, the priests, could serve in the holy place, which they did on a regular basis. But the most holy place, which represented the very presence of God, could not be accessed except once a year on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and then only by the Kohen HaGadol, the high priest. This arrangement was designed intentionally to demonstrate to the people of Israel that full access to God was not available. If you build it, he will come, but don't get too close. Could you imagine having someone living with you who stayed behind closed doors all the time? Your very existence and identity is wrapped up in that person, but you can never get near to them. It's not that the person doesn't want to see you or have a relationship with you. It's that there's actually something about you that is keeping the other person from getting close. The people of Israel needed to learn that their sin, like the curtain, erected a barrier between them and God. Sin is that principle of life that twists human nature into something substandard, lacking the spiritual and moral qualities God requires. The sacrificial system addressed the sin problem, but never resolved it. Not resolved until the sacrifice of all sacrifices, that is. When Yeshua died, according to Matthew chapter 27, verse 51, the dividing curtain tore in two. It's as if his sacrificial death kicked down the door that kept us from God. The Mishkan reminds us that God's desire is to dwell with his people. Now, at the coming of Yeshua, he is both with us and accessible.
Torahbytes is located on the web at www.torahbytes.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbytes.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torahbytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torahbytes. L'hetraot.